I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and goal from the 10. Offset eye formation. Digs to the right side. And the pistol as CJ is between the eyes. Fakes the give. Cruise to the end zone. Hits Stephon Diggs. Touchdown, Houston. A bullet to Stephon.
Yeah, that was a big kind of a, if you want to say a big moment in that game. It happened coming off of the fumble, forced fumble from Danielle Hunter coming out of the half, and then immediately there, as we just heard that call from Mark Vandermeer, the touchdown catch from Stephon Diggs there. I mean, if I just watched that route again, and I mean, he just absolutely destroyed, I believe, number zero. He didn't have a shot.
That was Gonzalez, too. That young corner that they're real high on.
He just started grabbing and reaching and still couldn't do anything about it. Clint, you talked about last week that for you it needs to be tank time. Do you feel like in this game, because I've listened to you, you've said, and I agree, this feels like, as I will call, like a cat daddy game, your stars games, your big play games. Like, this isn't going to be one where I'd be surprised if this is a game where Xavier Hutchinson comes in and is a surprise difference in the game. This feels like the stars and the guys you paid big money to, the guys you drafted early, the guys you depend on are going to have to come through. You think it needs to be Steph Diggs time if it was supposed to be tank time last week? Do you think it needs to be Steph Diggs time this week in this big game against the Packers?
No different than it was last week. I think Steph Diggs is more, for me, he's more the steady Eddie in this offense.
So you don't need Steph. You don't feel like there's a need for Steph Diggs to go off.
I think you got to define go off. I mean, do I think there's a chance he's got 100 yards? Yeah, but I think it's going to be dinking and dunking and get in the red zone and run some freaky routes kind of deal and put up some numbers. So it just depends on, like, to me, how you, I think he's got to be really good. He's got to impact the game in a huge way. But what we've seen this year, the way he's been used and a lot of what we saw in training camp, he is just more of the guy that is over the middle, underneath, old reliable. Don't be scared to take the profit kind of receiver. I think that's where he's landed right now in this offense, and so
they haven't really put him in positions to go make the big play, right? Because they just, as you said, he's the outlet, the steady guy.
This offense is just so much better when they're playing that mid-range game and they're spreading the ball around to several guys. I just think the big plays are going to come. We obviously have seen Nico do that. I'm talking about big plays by design, not big plays by run after catch.
Or tackles, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about by design. You've got a guy over the top, and I just don't think Tank is that guy by design. I think Tank is the guy that in most progressions, he's one. We're looking to him right now. Unless you get a pre-snap look that tells you to go somewhere else, right now, from a progression standpoint, we're going Diggs 1, Dalton Schultz 2, Tank 3 kind of deal. You're getting through, and a lot of it starts with Steph Diggs because he can win so quick, because he's so smart. He's one of the veteran guys that has seen it all, so he's reliable. And I just think that's where he best fits, is being that reliable outlet, if you will, that reliable number one with certain route combinations. And so, yeah, I think he's got to be a big impact, and he's probably going to be, from a catch perspective, the lead receiver. But look, man, this is as long as Nico's out, Tank's got to be the one to pick up the slack.
I thought
he sporadically picked it up well last week. But there's got to be a game where he picks it up and just lights it on fire.
Cause see, the best way that I can describe what Diggs has been is, like, he's been good, you know. But it's like, it's more or less like, yo, just look up at the end of the game. Oh, he's got six or seven catches, 70, 80 yards. Some of these, 90, whatever. But yep. It's not anything where you're like, damn, I remember he did this, you know, or you know, so, you know, I'm not saying ever, but it's not like when you think about Nico, you could just think about plays and like, damn, this ball and this play and this play. And it does seem like it's just, as you said, workmanlike and just solid that then builds up and you look up and you're like, damn, I just.
Yeah, it's a quiet 100 yards, 10 catches. Like he's, the thing is I do believe that he's just, the days of him being this quote unquote explosive receiver
going off, as I said.
I mean, that was it in the Buffalo system because of how they attacked defenses. I mean, they just were pressure, push the football, throw the verticals, and he was a guy that did well and was targeted more than anybody else in that system. That's not C.J. Stroud. That's not Bobby Sloak. It's not the system. And I think he actually fits better in the role that he's in right now. So I think it'll be a quiet, again, 9-10 catch game, maybe for 90, 100 yards.
And you think it'll be more Tank of stuff that we, like, remember as big, the moments or big plays potentially if they happen?
Yeah. Well, I think when Nico was here, you had steady Eddie Diggs and you had big play Nico. Whether it was in the scramble stuff or the over-the-top stuff, or, you know, Nico was balling. And you had Diggs that was in and out, kind of quiet. And Tank was relegated to a gadget guy. So I think naturally for me, you keep Diggs rolling where he's at. And the guy that jumps off the screen of being the new guy, that offense looks a little different, is Tank Dell.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.